let me ask you, Mr. McCain, now that you're on the phone.
Okay, thank you.
And I appreciate your calling in. According to Michelangelo Signorelli, you have been posting on websites some racist literature.
Thank you.
You have said, and I quote, "The media now force interracial images into the public mind, and a number of perfectly rational people react to these images with an altogether natural revulsion. The white person who does not mind transacting business with a black bank clerk may yet be averse to accepting the clerk as his sister-in-law, and this is not racism, no matter what Madison Avenue, Hollywood, Washington tell it is." That is not racism?
I said it was not racism. Did I say that?
Did you?
Or did Michelangelo Signorelli
say
that?
Did you say that?
What was the source for that?
I'm asking you.
What was the source for that?
He claims you posted it.
He did claim I posted it.
And I'm asking you if you've said that.
He posted it 4 years ago.
Did you say that?
I didn't say that. What I said was that people have the right to their own opinions. If they're not discriminating, they're not harming anyone, they mean no harm to anyone in any way, they have a right to their own opinion.
If you don't want to do a transaction with a black clerk, are you a racist?
What?
If you do not want to do a transaction with a black clerk, are you a racist?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
I didn't say that at all.
I'm asking you the question. If you do not want to do a transaction with a black clerk,
it's a free country,
does that make are you then a racist? Yes or no?
I don't know.
You don't know if that's racism?
Why do you not know if that's racism? Here, I have a question.
No, hold on. I want to get an answer to my question.
Stay there, Lynn.
Is that racism or is it not racism?
I didn't say that. What are you talking about, Alan?
It was a very simple question.
What?
If you refuse to do business with a black person, is that racism?
I do business with black people all the time,
but
Alan.
I didn't ask you whether
about?
You did or not. I said if you choose not to do business with a black clerk, is that a racism?
I don't know. That might be. I don't know what someone. What do you call a racist?
You're answering my question with a question rather than actually answering my question.
Well, okay, tell me what the word racist means.
You are the one who made the statement.
What does the word racist mean?
I am not here to answer your questions. You called into the show to answer mine.
About Jack Abramoff.
And furthermore, it claims that you are a member of a Southern secessionist organization called League of the South. Is that true?
I am not.
Why are they saying these things about you then?
Because they're liars, Alan.
That you also post to the Free Republic website under a pseudonym. Is that true?
Let me get the point right. They accuse me, Alan, of posting to a site called Reclaiming the South. Is that not in the Senior
Correct. Republic? Correct. That's correct.
That's a lie. That is a lie. I never posted anything. That site is run by a white separatist named Dennis Wheeler. Anybody can look it up.
Right.
Reclaiming the South. Okay? Dennis Wheeler, in 1996, was trying to convince the League of the South to take a white separatist stand. I argued strongly against his position.
All right.
Okay? I am not an advocate of hate. I'm not an advocate of violence. I've never done... You can ask anyone.
Do you post a Free Republic under the name Burke Calhoun Dabney?
Edmund Burke, John C. Calhoun, and Louis Dabney.
You do. You post under that pseudonym.
I once posted under that pseudonym. That's true.
All right.